Proclamation number 4054, dated the June 2nd, 1947. Passing on the divine word to the new earth. Just a small flock will await my coming before judgment day. There will only be a few people whom I can call my own, who remain strong in faith and confess me before the world, and who will therefore be persecuted in every way and would have to fear for their lives if they had no spiritual vision and were not spiritually minded. But this small congregation will know about the end. It will expect me with profound faith and therefore will devotedly endure the extreme time of hardship. It will confess Jesus as Son of God before the world, and thus I will lift them up to me and provide them with a heavenly place to stay until they may return to the restructured earth. This small flock has the task to pass my word on to their descendants, so that it will be offered again just as unadulterated as I conveyed it to people and remain the fundamental teaching of Christianity on the new earth. For I will continue to take care of my own, which include all who accept my will, who aspire to reach me and therefore act with love, since their desire for me is already a manifestation of their feeling of love, which also expresses itself towards their neighbor. Thus they will fulfill my commandments, and they will also receive my word from me, either directly or indirectly. My word comprises the teaching that Jesus Christ preached on earth because he was permeated by my spirit of love, since the human being Jesus had already found union with me on earth. And in order for people to achieve a complete union with me on the new earth, they have to be informed of Christ's teaching. Thus the pure truth, which is presently offered to you humans from the heavens, has to be taken along as my word onto the new earth, where its utmost profoundness and wisdom will be recognized as a message from above, as a direct instruction from God. For that reason it will remain the fundamental teaching for a long time, until people become more materially minded again and make corrections and changes to my word once again. This is already the next cause of digression from their knowledge and will darken their state of mind, which determines me to send my word to earth once more. But for the time being it will remain pure and reach many people. Every word will be acknowledged as my gift and people will love and serve me. They will love each other and be happy on earth. For they will live in constant contact with me and are therefore also recipients of light and strength, because my proximity will result in making them strong and wise, as I promised. Amen.